The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cock crow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus has a pretty simple message today. Watch for his coming. That coming of Jesus is not an isolated incident. It should not come as a surprise to us. But the world lived for millennia in the darkness of unknowing. This is that Advent spirit. We begin in the darkness, waiting for that light to come. One candle, which will grow brighter, then two candles, then three. This idea that we need to know more than we know. You don't know what you don't know. But this Advent idea of being in the dark causes us to ask questions like, where is this going? Where is our world going? I mean, God knows it's a mess. So we have to wait for the solution, as God's prophets have always said. We don't like to wait. Typically. Just to prove that, just pause for just a slight moment when the light turns green at an intersection. They'll honk at you, right? So the person behind, we don't like to wait, not even for the slightest minute. But do we need to wait? And can we even trust enough to wait is the question. People who are impatient and even angry ask the question, why doesn't God reveal himself? Why isn't God making this simpler? The fact is, I think we wouldn't be able to understand it if he did explain. Especially when it comes to the meaning of suffering and longing. I remember reading once a modern parable, of a little boy who's in a hospital bed with a terrible disease and he's in a great deal of pain. And his dad is there, and he keeps asking his dad, why? Why don't you do something about this? What he might say to the child wouldn't be able to understand. And it's probably harder for the dad than it is for the child. Well, don't you see that's God in us? We find ourselves asking that question, why? Why don't you do something about this? And it breaks the father's heart that he couldn't do anything for such a long time. So that's kind of the spirit of Advent that I want you to consider. It's sort of this impasse that takes place. Nobody is to blame but ourselves and our sinfulness. But God put together a remedy, didn't he, by giving us his only son. Now, from our perspective here, 2023, actually liturgical year 2024, Happy New Year, since we have experienced Jesus and entered into his mysteries, we know that that unknowing doesn't necessarily mean darkness. That unknowing doesn't necessarily mean darkness. I remember a book I read in the seminary. It was called The Cloud of Unknowing by an anonymous author late in the 14th century. It was about Christian mysticism. And again, as always, education is wasted on the young, right? I remember reading it because I had to take a test. So it wasn't one of those things I really poured myself into. I'm going to go back to that book now. But I do remember the general message that it gave. It's about contemplative prayer. And it says that the way to know God is to abandon consideration of God's particular activities and attributes And be courageous enough to surrender your mind and your ego to unknowing, at which point you can glimpse the nature of God. We have to know everything, don't we? It's like if God and I were in a room, I would be doing so much talking that I would suck all the air out of that room. And God, of course, he doesn't need to breathe. But I would miss the whole point that God is the air that I breathe, right? Or if you're, maybe you have a friendship and you become a best friend of someone and you enjoy each other's company so much that you can spend a lot of time together and not say anything anymore. You don't have to keep talking because you're just happy to be together. You're content with one another. The writer of The Cloud of Unknowing counsels a young student to seek God not through knowledge and intellect, which is the faculty of the human mind, but through intense contemplation, practicing God's presence, motivated by love, and stripped of all thoughts. He writes, "For the first time, you lift your heart to God with stirrings of love. You will find only a darkness, as if it were a cloud of unknowing. Whatever you do, this darkness and the cloud are between you and your God and hold you back from seeing God clearly by the light of understanding in your reason and from experiencing God in the sweetness of love in your feelings. So prepare to remain in this darkness as long as you can, for if you are ever to feel or see him, it must always be here in this cloud." This is the part that I think is so great. For God can well be loved, but he cannot be thought. By love, he can be grasped and held, but by thought, neither grasped nor held. And therefore, though it may be good at times to think specifically of the kindness and excellence of God, and though this may be a light and a part of contemplation, all the same, in the work of contemplation itself, it must be cast down and covered with a cloud of forgetting. St. Francis de Sales always says, you must forget yourself, right? And you must step above it stoutly but deftly with a devout and delightful stirring of love and struggle to pierce that darkness above you and to beat on that thick cloud of unknowing with a sharp dart of longing love and do not give up whatever happens. So imagine the world before God intervened. This is the nature of this Advent season of grace. And we must embrace it and wait and watch with trust and with hope. Watch for his coming. It's not an isolated incident. It should not come as a surprise. Yes, he came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. In exactly the same way he comes at Mass today, in word and sacrament, to strengthen us in holiness. There is nothing to fear, for when Christ comes in again in glory with salvation for his people, it will be no different than this relationship of love which we have discovered this season of Advent.